Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Loose Lips. This is our main episode where you will find us every Tuesday with me, Sophie Brown.
And me, Robin Richford. We jump into all the topics that you're discussing with a glass of wine around the dinner table with your pals in your late 20s, early 30s, and we bring them right here.
We do. And then on a Tuesday, we've got our fave, which is our extra lippy episode, which is where we talk through your dilemmas, stories, anything that you need some advice on, really. It's usually pretty unsolicited, but we're there for you.
Yeah, we do. We have a laugh as we do it. So make sure you keep sending them in. It's contact@loosepodcast.com, or you can get us on the Instagram at @theloosepodcast. It is so nice as well when you do send them in because we like all the juicy details. There's not a detail too juicy for us, is there?
No, and I love it when there's like loads of words on the page to read out. I'm like, oh, what are we getting today? What a story.
Lots of words on the page.
No, like, I couldn't think. I can't think, okay?
Oh, Soph isn't well today, guys. She's like a wee poor soul.
I mean... It's probably partially self-inflicted, but I also just think I'm quite run down. But I just came back from holiday.
Oh my gosh, stop it, honestly. At one point, I was just like, I'm actually going to unfollow her.
I know.
It was so good.
I don't think I even went too overboard with like the posting as well. I think I could have posted. It's difficult because it's like, do you just go ham and post everything or do you
Fuck
kind of...
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. If I was a Mykonos like you were, girl, looking that hot, I'd have been putting it everywhere. Literally, every time it popped up, I was like, oh my God, she looks amazing.
Oh, I was, honestly, it was fantastic. So I went on another cruise, very lucky to go on another cruise. It was amazing. And this time the destinations were, so it was Santorini, Rhodes, Bodrum, Mykonos, and we started in Athens.
All the shit places then, yeah.
She's fuming.
She's fuming. Oh, no, honestly, I would love to do that. So I went to Mykonos last year and I was just like, this place is heaven. Like, it's actually heaven. And, you know, people go, oh, is it worth the hype? It's absolutely worth the hype. Like,
the
I loved it.
The only thing is, I know everybody knows this, but it is extortionate.
Yeah, it's very, like, very expensive.
It's more the random things, like trying to get a taxi. Like, they'll quote like €140 to get 10 minutes across the island just because they can. Like, they have the little huts outside the restaurants, and if you can't get like like their version of Uber or whatever, you have to ask them, and then they quote you. Like, it's just mad. Like, it's mad.
Yeah, it is very, very expensive. But I mean, take my money. It's heaven on earth. Like, I love it.
I'm already sad that I'm not there. So basically, on this trip, like, we did one overnight and that was in Mykonos, because usually you're just at the place for a day and then you get back.
Oh, so you did an overnight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lush. Oh, so good.
We did a beach club in the day, had food, had drinks. That was great. Then we went to one of the beach like clubs, had some food, was there, and then went into like the old town bit where you walk around all those little streets, and we went to this like loads of different bars. But like, we left at gone five and it was still popping.
What, 5 in the morning?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, I love that.
It was, I mean, so the thing is, we had to walk back to where the coach was to take us to the tender. So we had to then get on.
Oh, were you tendered? Oh yeah, because it's so small.
So we had a little boat to take us out at that time in the morning. We were all so like,
oh, I would have absolutely loved that, honestly. I would have loved that.
It was fantastic. Like, I do already miss it. I had a bit of a, I think because I was ill yesterday, and I think I was so tired. Like, I was quite emotional. I was like, I never get holiday blues like that.
I was quite emotional.
I think I was all right. I didn't fucking take the piss.
Fucking asshole.
I'm the fucking version of Menti B over here. And just
that was the best thing ever. I came home from making Oz and I was quite emotional.
No, I think I think, you know, when you're ill, I get
that. Yeah. No, what? I do get it. When you're ill, I am the worst ill person on the planet. See, because I never, ever get ill, touch with.
I know.
When I do, I feel so sorry for myself. Like, I am literally, I'm miserable. I'm like, I literally look out the window and think, how are people still going to their work when I'm ill?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that bad. I just will cry. Like, I just get upset. Like, and I think I did just have a really fantastic time. And like, I was doing that thing where I was like trying, I was like, what flights? I was like, where can I go next? Like, what flights can I book? And I was like, no, you've just moved into a new flat. You're tied into this for a while. You're not leaving.
I know. Being an adult, shit though, innit? I would just much rather just book flights and just go. Yeah.
I've never had this flexibility though. I've worked since I was 18, 19 years old full time. I've never had the flexibility to go where I want.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I can book time off, like, you know, and I know that's what most people alike, probably similar situation, but I've never been able to just go anywhere. This is the first time in my life that I've been able to kind of like be like this.
So, this is amazing. Though I do feel a little bit resentful because I feel like me and you have like swapped places since we met. I feel like you brought me bad karma.
Oh my God, when we met, like, I was in my full-time job, like I was juggling kind of like both things or whatever, and now it's like very different. But to be fair, I'm it's very difficult. I'm unsure on kind of like what my future looks like. No, I don't know. I don't know work-wise. It's difficult.
It is harder. I must admit, I've always had the flexibility, so I've never had a full-time job until now. And I mean, I call it a full-time job, but
sorry.
Yeah. I knew this was coming.
What hours do you do?
I do 9 to 1. Okay. But what I'm trying to say is, this is what people don't understand, okay? Don't make me break this down for you, Sophie. HL Brown, I swear.
Oh, I know.
Because what it takes to do a 3-hour radio show, like, you wouldn't believe that, like, you can't have an off day. You can't just wander in and be like, I'm just going to, you know, sit a bit quieter in the office today. Like, that's not a thing, like... So it does take a lot out of it, but you are absolutely right. Like, it's a joke to even call it full-time. But... what I mean is I can't just go on my holidays whenever I want.
No.
Or I can't just like, so yeah, but you're right. With the flexibility, I think comes a lot of stress. And I don't think people realize that. Like, it's like, oh yeah, but I need to, you're just constantly chasing work. You're constantly like, am I in work? Even if you're doing really well, you're still got that, I don't know, that feeling. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I completely agree. And like, I've just moved into a different flat and like, it's more expensive and I did not plan for this. This was not what I anticipated. And now I'm like, it's almost like I feel guilty all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Can't go away because then I'm not in the flat that I'm paying for. And if I go away, I'm spending money plus the flat, which I can't fucking afford. Like, what am I?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, I need to get more work. And it's like, you know, it's here and there and it's not. It's so weird. My head's...
There is definitely something in knowing that you're getting paid every month. Like, there is something in that. Like, you know what I mean? That's kind of... I guess they don't call it security for nothing, do they?
Yeah, exactly. But then obviously there's so many pros of this. And then I might get, you know, a certain job come along or something will happen. I think, okay, we're all right. Like, as long as that... Usually I kind of like get a bit worried, and then we're all right. And I'm like, and then...
It's so true. And it starts again. Go round and round on the roller coaster. But you're right. I think there's so many people now that kind of work in a freelance basis. Like, you know, I know a lot of friends, even if they're not in the kind of creative arts, like even if they're consultants or work in HR, like there's loads of ways that you can kind of, I guess, be your own boss. But with that comes, I guess, the stress, doesn't it? As well as the flexibility. But it'd be nice. And actually, speaking of a girly that has to book her holidays, I have booked a holiday.
Yay!
I am so fucking excited, Soph. Where are you going? Oh, where do you think?
Ibiza.
There she is. I'm so predictable, but I don't even care. I'm going to go out for the closing parties.
I'm tempted. I've only been, because we spoke about this before, on the last cruise where it was an overnight and that was it.
No, it's amazing. I love it. And I've convinced my partner to come, which is hilarious. So we've been together like 6 years, right? And we've never actually really partied together. I know. Because I'm so, like, he's a lot quieter than me and is a bit more like, you know, he doesn't stay out till 5 in the morning sort of thing, whereas I do. And so we've just always been so different. And because my friends are like me, then we just always went out like with the girls and it's fine. But like now my friends, one of them's just had a baby, one of them's pregnant. I've obviously, you know, came out of the London scene a little bit. So I'm not as flexible in terms of, you know, when my friends were going away this year, I couldn't go. So I was like, said to him, like, you know, will you come with me? And he was like, what am I? Bought me the list. I was like, pretty much.
Is it just you two then, or is it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, just those two. Okay. Yeah. I know.
Oh, that'll be nice though. I had two friends that are a couple who just go to Ibiza together and it looked mega because you've got like, you know, all the cute romantic bits, but then you've got like the fucking party together and like, oh.
Well, that's what I thought. And actually, it was actually really nice. He was like, let me just like sort it. I don't know if he, I mean, it's very romantic to just sort it all out and stuff, but part of me thinks that it might just be the fact that he didn't want me booking it.
What, do you know where you're staying and stuff? Did you?
I don't actually know. He's he sourced it out, but I imagine it'll be like, you know, Ibiza Town or just up from there. I think like by where Nikki Beach is, which I've never stayed there before. But I think it is slightly quieter and we're gonna dip in and out of the party is the deal that we've come to.
Okay. You'll probably be the one that's like still popping.
Oh yeah. Well, I've already booked Ushuaia. I'm going to see David Guetta. Already booked Ibiza Rocks, which as a general rule, sometimes I feel a little older in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I like Joe Corey, so I'm going to go. And then my friend got us a lovely like sunset barbecue, like catamaran trip.
Wow.
I know, for my birthday. How lovely. So she's booked that for us on the Tuesday. So I think it's actually going to be so nice. Like, and I just think as well, like, I don't know if you guys feel like this, but I just feel like we've had the crappiest summer ever.
It's not been great at all.
No, it's not been great. So I'm actually quite glad that I've got something at the end of summer. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like, you know, going into autumn and stuff like that, it would be quite nice just to have something.
I think an end of the summer holiday is a good idea. Mm. Does he pack all of his own stuff or do you help him out with his outfits and stuff?
Oh, I'm not a domestic goddess. You know how I go. So he thinks he's got Gwan. If anything, he's packing my stuff.
But do you trust him to like, he'll pick all his own like?
Yeah, he's proper trendy, you know, Mark. Like he is really, really trendy. He doesn't really like me that trendy. Do you think that's, I think there's this thing about men, right? This is what I think. I think there's this thing about men, right? Where, well, certain men, not all men, but a lot of men kind of like their partner, what I would call like wearing more like kind of traditionally pretty things. Rather than like trendy. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if I'm wearing like big baggy jeans, he's like, oh no.
Yes. No, I would say, and like not to generalize, but I would agree with that. Like, I think that guys do prefer, like, I think they find it a bit more boyish.
Yeah. I don't know why. Like, I'll be like, oh my gosh, all the girls are wearing this, you know, like see it on like Kendall Jenner and be like, I'll try and pull it off. You know what I mean? And then he's just like, no. Like, why are you not just wearing like a dress and a blazer? I'm like, no one does that now. Like, who's wearing a dress and a blazer? Like, that's not a thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or I'll wear like big chunky trainers and like, he'll be like, no. In fact, do you remember when me and Soph had this meeting in London, right? And the day before I was like, oh, I need new trainers. So I was like, I really wanted these big, massive, chunky trainers, like big designer ones. But then I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to pay that amount of money until I know if I really like them. So I just went and got like the dupes from Zara. And I was there in the street in the morning and I knew Mark is my partner and I knew Soph would hate them because it's just not their style at all. And I was like, said to Soph, Soph, do you hate my trainers? She was like, I don't love them.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like you already know what my opinion on them is. Thing is, I'll always be honest, but like, I wouldn't want to, like, I appreciate that you like that style, but like, yeah. Oh.
She's actually so passionate. She's just thrown her mic around.
But it's not for me, but I'll always kind of say that, but I don't want to completely destroy someone. But like, I say though, like,
come completely destroyed.
Some people might not like what I wear. Like, you know, it's all personal preference, isn't it? But I more appreciate the like you wear loads of colour and patterns and things like that. Like, I would like to do more of that, but I just don't. But it's not necessarily my vibe. But like, I appreciate it. Doesn't mean I always like it. No,
that's all right. I'm very confident within myself. I don't mind. It is funny. Yeah, you know, I just wear what the fuck I want anyway, don't I? Let's be honest.
That's great. But when it's funny because those kind of shoes are just not my vibe. You know, like the really chunky like sandals and things like that. And like, you know, I don't know. There's a few things where I'm like, it's just not for me.
But it is really interesting, I think. Like when it comes to like, I guess like dating and dressing and things like that, I know like some of my friends will just literally be like, no, I would not date a guy like if he was wearing that. But then I look at some of my friends' partners and they're nice enough, like people, but I look at some of what they wear and I'm like, it is so boring. Like,
that's
fair. I don't know.
I think, do you know what? I think because I've dated guys, some have had great fashion sense, some have had all fashion sense. Some have had like a sense of fashion where it's not really my thing, but again, I appreciate that they are passionate about it. Like they are making an effort. They're not just throwing it together, because there are a lot of boys that do not give a fuck and they don't care what they look like at all. And the only time I find that frustrating, I think, is like, say you're going out to something really nice and you've made a massive effort and then they throw something on and you're like, what the fuck? Like,
do you know what that just reminded me of? Did you see that Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber?
Oh my God.
So if you have not seen this, it is all over TikTok. Hailey Bieber is looking full supermodel in the most gorgeous little mini dress. Her pins are on point. She just looks flawless. Like, she's beautiful anyway, isn't she? But she just looks unbelievable. And Justin Bieber, I mean, is he homeless or is he homeless? Do you know what I mean? Like,
literally.
What was he wearing?
I've seen so many videos where they're like almost play a game with it, because they're like, what? I saw one actually and it was like, what event are they going to? Like, you would have no idea, because she is literally full glam, like, you know, like full like cocktail dress, whatever, like fur coat, and then he looks fully homeless.
Do you have an insatiable fascination with the paranormal? Brace yourself, for the supernatural world is about to reveal all of its secrets on the Paranormal Activity Podcast. And who better to guide you through this hair-raising journey than myself, Yvette Fielding, renowned paranormal investigator. Every episode of Paranormal Activity takes you on an unforgettable adventure into the unknown. But that's not all. The true heart of this podcast lies in the stories, evidence, and questions shared by our devoted listeners. Will you dare to join me? Listen to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, wherever you get your podcasts from.
It's wild, isn't it? Because I always think, like, as you're going out of the house as a couple, even when I was, like, dating people, I'd be kind of like, what's the vibe? Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's always easier if you live together, I think, because then you're getting dressed together. Like, I know I've definitely, even, like, going for a Sunday roast, I'm like, are we doing, like, you know, are we doing like sportswear, or are we getting dressed? Like, what are we doing?
You have to check in. I do wonder though, I suppose, with them, like, do they even leave together? Are they even getting ready in the same house? Like, is she with a full glam squad somewhere? Do they even live together? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, she's a conspiracy theorist, ladies and gents.
No, but like, I do.
Maybe the house is just so big, they're just nowhere near each other.
Well, maybe. No, genuinely, maybe. Like, if she's got a glam room or whatever, but then if they're leaving together. But
no,
then
I'm sorry.
Personal stylist and everything, but that's probably just his style. Like, that's to him dressing up. I mean, have you seen fucking, because Kanye West is with, have you seen the new woman that he's with, that he's married?
No. Is he dressing like her again? Is he doing that thing?
Yeah, well, which is his thing, but she like looks like Kim, like she's very curvy, same again, with like a tiny waist, big boobs. And they were out in like no shoes and just tights and stuff recently. And he had like this bloody t-shirt with like massive, what do you call them? Shoulder pads. Like, but like, yeah, no shoes. They had like tights on. It's very weird.
Isn't fashion so funny when it comes to couples? When you actually think about it, like, I don't know, I just feel like there's something that needs to be kind of said, like, through your clothes, that you're kind of like slightly united. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that idea though. I quite like the matching trainers thing, you know, when you're in completely different outfit.
Oh yeah.
Got like the same the same trainers on, or even just a similar vibe. Like, I do see couples on Instagram and I think, you look fucking cool. I wish that was me, but it's just probably never going to be me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You see them and they take a picture in the mirror and you're like, yeah, okay, Hans. Jesus.
Yeah.
I do wonder though if the girls dress them when they look like that.
Oh, true. I mean, yeah, just because.
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know if there's that many men out there that have that fashion sense.
Mm.
Oh, who's the one I saw recently? I was like, oh my gosh, looks like a different human. I think it was like a Love Islander.
Oh.
Is it Andrew that goes out with Tasha?
Oh yeah, he goes.
It might be him. I'm pretty sure he was like a All Saints like collar t-shirt kind of guy before he met Tasha.
Yeah, well, she's super stylish. Yeah,
she looks incredible. Like, she's just like proper, like pushes the envelope all the time, doesn't she?
Yes, but she hits, like, it hits every time. Like, it's
actually does. And she is stunning as well, which obviously always helps. If I had those big long legs, I'm pretty sure I could make some different fashion choices.
I know. Well, this is the thing. I think a lot of it is you dress for your your body type and what flatters you. Like, that doesn't always mean that you wear exactly what you want to wear, I think, because there's certain things that I don't wear because they just don't look good on me. And like, especially trendy stuff.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Especially at the minute, like, if it's really interesting, actually. I was chatting to a friend about this, like whether or not you kind of like follow trends or whether you just pick the trends that are there at the minute that actually suit you. And sometimes I think I follow ones that I absolutely should not.
Yeah.
Like, Robin, no. Who do you think you are? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you're not Hailey Bieber. You do not have washboard abs. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get that. I think with trends as well, they come and go so quickly. By the time you fucking buy anything, you're like, oh, well, it's not a thing anymore.
That's also a thing, by the way. It's actually not that sustainable in terms of like waste of money and obviously not good for the planet. But like, it's so hard to keep up.
Yeah. No, that, God.
Actually, yeah. But I do think some couples go a bit too matchy-matchy for me. Like, you know, when you see some of them and they're like, you know, she's in the exact same blue that he's in, you know.
Yeah. And it gives me the vibe that they're just like, I don't know, quite like a sickly couple, you know, like just fully obsessed with each other.
Do you think? I think that it gives me the vibe that he's like a lap dog, just does as he's told.
Oh, I guess, maybe.
Because then, I think, like, if I said to my partner, you're going to wear this, he'd be like, no, I'm not. You know?
Well, I think individuality is an amazing thing. But, like, I think you do merge. I mean, take Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Scott. That was a moment.
So you know,
like, when they started going out, like, mm-hmm. like and I think so many people, like, slated her and were like, oh, she's morphing into. I actually think that's quite a cute part of it. Like, I think, you know, if you're that kind of, like, obsessed with your partner and like you like their fashion sense, like I've had exes in the past where I've definitely morphed into kind of what they like more, and that's because I'm losing my identity. It's just because, you know, I appreciate what they like, and you know, I think that it's nice that we can be into the same things.
I know what you mean. I think it is really interesting though. Like, I remember, like, even if you were like dating like quite corporate guys, I think, like, without realizing, you become a little more like, you know, Kate Middleton than do you know what I mean, than Doja Cat. Like, you don't realize it, but you know what I mean. I think you start like kind of, I guess, I don't know, I think Marvin's a really good word.
Yeah, and I think there's different severities of it, but I don't think it's necessarily a negative. I think it's if you're doing it for the right reasons. Like, if you're doing it just to impress them, or like because you are losing your identity and you're kind of becoming like, you know, almost just a version of them, then that's not great. But if it's just because, you know, you really like them and appreciate what they're into, then I think that's nice.
Oh, she's soft today. It's cute.
I know. I'm it's because I'm ill. I'm like, you do you, guys.
Yeah, you're like, isn't it so sweet? Isn't everything so lovely? Look at all the love in the air. I think though, like, not even like to go up one step further than clothing, I think people actually start morphing into their partner, like in terms of like their physique and like how they actually look.
What do you mean?
So I'm convinced.
Well, like your boobs like go into themselves and
no. I'm convinced that like that couples start like looking like each other. So like, you know, like in 101 Dalmatians and you basically have like the owners that look like their dogs.
Yeah. I mean that, I think that's an interesting thing anyway. There's so many like pages on that and I'm like,
I think that's a thing.
Yeah.
I think it's like what you're attracted to. But I look at some couples and I think, God, your facial features are starting to look the same.
I do think though, there's a lot of couples that look like, you know, like that's the thing as well. There's loads of pages where it's like siblings or couple. I think it is, isn't it, because that is what you're attracted to? Like you do go for like people that look like your dad or something. Is that
yeah,
not
but awesome? Hilarious. Can you imagine like just looking in the mirror and be like, I'm so good looking, I want the male version of me. I could never. I could never. But I honestly think that's the thing. I also think like, I mean, I know that I definitely probably wouldn't be as fit and healthy if I didn't have a partner that went to the gym all the time. And I do think that those things influence you as well, like lifestyle, which then means that your body and your kind of what you weigh and what how you do your hair and things all kind of follow on from that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. That's a good point. I think like the fitness thing is something to do with it because it can really depend what your partner's like as to how then you will be like. Because if they're going to the gym, whatever, you might be like, oh, well, I'll go do something. But if they never go, you might just give up and be like, oh, well, I can't be arsed. I'm not going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I think it's a lifestyle thing. Or like even like, you know, if you have a partner and your partner's really into like the outdoors and like, you know, likes to go camping and things like that, then you're probably more likely to kind of own camping gear. And then she is literally looking at me like I have just put in her hands and made her clap. That is literally what she was looking at me like.
I mean, that's how I feel about camping. No, I'm like,
so what would you do if a man took you camping on the first date? Silence.
I say all this, right? If it was a really lovely evening and it was somewhere really cute and we had like a picnic and, you know, a bit of wine and all of that, great. But I feel like I've experienced camping in the worst ways, which has been generally at like festivals. Like,
oh,
I've
right. No.
That's, I've never yeah. been on like a cute camping trip with a partner. I've only been with my family when I was like a child and then. And we didn't really like camp. It's not like, you know, like there are some people, families that will camp and things. We're not really like that family. So it's like, well, you know, well, saying that, my dad's the biggest outdoors person ever. Like he literally can't sit still. Like he'll be outdoors. He goes carp fishing. He'll bloody sit in a bivvy.
What fishing?
He's a carp fisherman.
What the fuck is that?
You've never heard of a carp?
No, never.
It's a carp. They're huge. Like they're massive.
What is that? Is it a type of fish?
Yeah. You're yeah, it's a type of fish.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's specific types of fishing, but he will go, like, he will go sit on the edge of a, you know, in awful conditions, like in his bivvy and, you know, and sleep overnight there. But, like, I clearly didn't get that gene.
No, you didn't get that gene.
No.
They did not. I do think it influences you. I honestly do. Like, I did get that gene. And I think, like, I mean, I've got walking boots, you know?
I've got walking boots. I climbed Snowdon once.
One time. This one time at camping camp.
I was made to do it. It's like with my old work as well. It's like
made
this
to do it. I love that.
Thing.
Yeah, I do. I honestly do think that. I'm convinced. I'm convinced that people start off individual and then as the years go on, they start becoming each other, whether that's kind of like lifestyle bits. I also think as well, like, say you're really, really outdoorsy. I mean, I'm not. Like, I'm outdoorsy, but I like the glam life too. Mm. But like, if you're really, really outdoorsy, I imagine as a female, you start not wanting to do your hair, not do your makeup, and then like you guys get matching anoraks and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And the other way around, like if you are not very outdoorsy and all you do is go to fancy dinners and like, are always in the city and things like that, then I imagine that influences how you both kind of morph into each other and dress.
Yeah, exactly. What was I going to say? I think marriage as well. I mean, a lot of people genuinely say like even more so to become one, like when you get married, you become even more of a unit.
Yeah. No, I can see that. I can definitely see that. My mum always has this joke where she'll say to my dad, if she feels like she's not looking that great that day, she'll be like, oh gosh, I look like your wife today. And that always makes me laugh. If she thinks she just looks rubbish that day, she's like, oh gosh, I look like your wife today. Because basically when we were growing up, people used to always be like, because my mom was very, very good looking when she was young. And she had us young, so she was such a young mom.
Right.
Like with an insane figure, like natural big boobs, you know, she had it all. And whenever we were younger and going on holiday and things like that, then people used to always be like to my dad, like, how did you manage that? You know, like, how did you pull that one off? And so, yeah, so if she feels like she's like not looking good that day, she'd be like, oh, I look like your wife today.
Oh, I love that. How did he pull it off?
I think he got her young. I think that's the key.
Okay. Yeah.
They've been together since they were like 15.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah.
That's the key. Ah. Also, my dad's an amazing man, but he's very, very, very funny as well.
You can laugh a girl into bed. What do they say? They're laughing so hard, they got their eyes closed, so they're not even looking.
I was actually making it sound, my dad's like, I was good looking when I was young. I'm like, are you though?
Everyone kind of is when they're 15. They're just a kid.
They're just a kid. Do you think like opposites attract as well though? Because I do think like there is an element of that. And this is really weird, but I've basically got in my head an image of two people I went to school with and they're married now. And honestly, like they just don't look like a couple. And I don't know why. Like, I just cannot get my head around it. I think he just dresses like really like in tracksuits and is quite like sporty and things like that. And she is like, honestly dresses like a mum. It's really odd. And then I'm like, I don't know, mate, but they just obviously they work, they're married and they're happy. So but I just like always think like, isn't it so weird how like full-on opposites attract as well?
I think I love the fact that opposites attract. I think that a lot of guys I've been with haven't been that similar to me, but then I think that it honestly depends. I think you've got to have a balance. I think if you're too different, you end up realizing that, and like I think that's probably perhaps why some things haven't worked in the past, because it's good to be different and like your own things, but I think ultimately you have to have similarities, otherwise you've got no common ground to like socialize on, or like music and stuff. Like I've dated guys in the past, like I love music and I've got a very eclectic music taste, but theirs was very specific, and like it just didn't hit. Like if I was like, you know, pre-drinking to go on a night out, or we were going out together or whatever, like we didn't want to listen to the same stuff. And I was like,
gosh, that's a really interesting one. I've never thought about that.
Really?
Never. No. And obviously like my life is so heavily like surrounded by music. Or
do you like the same music as your partner?
I actually don't know.
What?
I actually don't know. I just thought of that right there. No, he's a bit more, I think he does like a little bit more of like the extra channel. So for instance, like where I would be Radio 1, he would be like One Extra, or if I'm Capital, he'd be like Capital Extra. Or do you know what I mean? Like he kind of likes like the little bit more like, I guess, down and dirty of in terms of the tracks.
Yeah.
That's probably a good point actually. But yeah, I actually don't really know. That's interesting, isn't it?
It's funny because I wouldn't have thought that that does make that big of a difference, really.
No.
Like I said, I just enjoy music. Like I think, you know, it can make you feel all types of emotions and stuff. And it doesn't matter if you like different music. But I do remember in this specific thing, like I remember driving to go on a night out and like we just wanted completely different music on. And I was like, I want something that's hype and going to get me in the mood for this night out. A lot like this shit.
And what did he want? Like acoustic covers?
No, it was like more old school stuff, which...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Like I said, it has to be in the right situation. Like, I'm about to go to the club. Like, you know.
Sophie's like, why did you dump him? Because he put on Frank Sinatra and I knew that was it.
Well, I love Frank Sinatra, but again, there's a time and a place.
No, I know what you mean. That's a good point, though. I just thought, like, what do we do on road trips and things like that? To be fair, we actually have common ground with, like, musicals.
Yeah, sure, whatever, Robin.
No, but like that is probably the only time I actually listen to like musical tracks. I just remember like that's probably our only common ground in terms of music, which is probably why the only time I listen to it is when we're together and on a road trip, because it's the only I think so. But he's an amazing singer, so I don't mind listening to him singing musical theatre.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's
cool. He's good. I mean, he can absolutely not say the same for me, because I just murder every single song. You're welcome.
No, I can't sing either. I mean, that's, I think maybe you've probably not noticed because you found that common ground, but I can imagine, well, like I've had it before, where if you don't have that common ground, stuff like that, like when you're that opposite where it's like channels into every part of your life, I think it can be a bit tricky.
That's a really good point. I think there's so many things that you wouldn't notice unless you were polar opposites on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I wouldn't even come into like my, well, I was going to say vicinity, but that's not the right word.
No.
It's not the right word. It wouldn't even come into my, my aura.
Yeah, totes, that's true.
It wouldn't actually come in to like basically what you're thinking about if it wasn't so opposite, I guess. And I guess that's the exact same for fashion. So like, I just wonder, like, does Hailey Bieber just go, it's fine because he's rich and famous, so it's cool? I don't know.
Or I think though, he genuinely really likes that fashion and that's his fashion and that's him like dressing up. Like, that's what I think.
Are you sure?
So then she's probably like, you go, babe. You wear what
you do. You are. Yeah, I know. I do think there is an element of that, especially when you get to that level of celebrity. I think there is a kind of do whatever the hell you want kind of attitude.
This thing. I think it's just, I would be annoyed with the fact that, if I'd made that much of an effort and, you know, I looked good and all of this, and then like we went out together and they were just wearing something shit. Like, it's more just like, I'd be like, come on, you could have made a bit of an effort, or like at least even just let me pick it out if you're going to be that.
Are you one of them? Would you pick an outfit for a guy?
I'd help them. Like, I've always kind of done that with ex. Like if they were like, oh, which one shall I wear? Or, I mean, I wouldn't want to pick it out for them.
No, I mean, wouldn't either, I don't think.
My mum's next door, but my mother has dressed my dad for a lot of, and that's what I'm like.
Yeah, mum, I'd never do that.
I'm like, no, but I don't think I would. I mean, he can dress himself, but he's very much, my dad's very much like, he'll put anything on and he doesn't care. Whereas, you know, my mum will make an effort and everything and she looks lovely. So it's like, you know, if she wants him to kind of be on that same vibe, then she does have to be like, what about this? You know?
Yes, yeah, she has to take a bit more control of it.
Yeah, so I don't
think that's more common than you think, you know. I wouldn't do it just because I'm not very like, domesticated or hands-on really, but
I'd enjoy it. Like, I'd like to go shopping with a guy and stuff like that, like, but like,
oh, really?
Not like pick it all out for them, but do it like together. I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do it if it's like a wedding. I'm like, no, I wouldn't wear that, or you know what I mean.
Yeah I think
full-on Gokwan. I think that's who we need. We just need Gokwan to go into all the males wardrobes and just like sort them all out for us.
I forgot he used to do that.
You looked at me so confused there.
Because, no, it's funny because I saw him recently at Camp Festival DJing. And I was
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah, he does DJ now. He also does food now as well.
Yes. Yeah, big foodie. Off Menu is another podcast, which is amazing. And he was on there and he, like, the way he speaks about food and everything, yeah, he has people over all the time
What a guy. What a pal that would be amazing. Oh, you'd never be hungry. You'd look amazing. And you've got entertainment all night. It's like, what? Yes.
He's like, that's like the holy trinity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Food, fun, style.
I was wondering where you were going there with the F's.
Food, fun, fashion.
Oh, beautifully done. And on that note, thanks for joining us. On that note, I don't know how we got into that, but we did. And it was rather fun.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Soph didn't enjoy it. Okay, well, hopefully you enjoyed it more than Soph. And we will be back on Friday.
We shall. I did enjoy it. I thought that was interesting. I think it's interesting because obviously you're in a relationship at the moment. I'm not in a relationship at the moment, but I think it changes when you're single, not single. You know, when you first go out with someone and all of that, like at that beginning bit, you do, I think you do morph a little bit. And then I think you kind of go back to being, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. You kind of morph a little bit because you're like, oh yeah, look at us, we're so cute. And then after a long time, you're like, nah, I'm doing what I want. That's what I do. If he's like, I hate them jeans, I'm like, cute, I'm wearing them.
Yeah.
Like, nice. I don't care.
Well, if you've got any couple pictures of you matching, send them in.
Oh my gosh, yes. If you've got anything matching Crocs, that's a thing. My friend Abby bought her girlfriend Crocs and like both of them were matching. I thought, cute.
That's cute.
I'm not a Crocs gal, but cute.
I didn't used to be. I've got them now though.
Have you, Soph?
Yeah, which is mad because I used to be like,
yeah, I would never have thought that.
My dad and mum had them like when I was a kid, like when they first came out. And they
yeah, for like the gardening.
Used to be that they were fully like not sustainable, but like if you were like stranded, you could boil them and eat them.
Fuck off.
Have you heard that?
That is a lie.
No, I'm not joking.
You're going to boil your Crocs and eat them.
Can you boil? Oh, I can't even spell right now.
Why would you boil your Crocs? No. Is this a joke?
I remember. This was like a story. Oh. Sorry. It just says, no, you shouldn't eat your Crocs. Can you eat your Crocs to survive? It used to be. I think maybe they've changed the recipe.
They've changed the recipe of the Crocs.
When I was a kid, because I remember being at like a fair. And there was a Croc stand. This was many years ago. And I remember speaking to my family and we were kind of saying, well, surely they're not going to make much money because people will never buy them again because they're like fully, like people don't really replace their Crocs. But now.
But they've all eaten them. So now they need to Crocs.
Honestly, anybody that remembers the story about Crocs, that you could boil them and eat them to survive, please send it.
No, I'm done. I'm spent. This is why we shouldn't record when you're ill, okay? Because this is what we call false news. This is not good. So, oh, she said she wasn't quite with it today, but I didn't think she was going to talk about eating your Crocs.
Just wait, you're going to look like an idiot when you find out. Anyway, whatever.
On that note, we are actually going to leave you. Thank you so much for listening. If you managed to get this far through, you need a medal to maybe give out free Crocs.
Oh, Croc giveaway, yes.
Oh dear, please don't forget to rate, maybe don't rate this episode, subscribe and review. And we are going to be back on Friday with Extra Lippy. Of course, you can always get in touch with us with your Extra Lippy dilemmas. Where can you get in touch, so?
contact@theloosenipspodcast.com because the email changed. Or on our personal Instagrams at Robin Richford with a Y, at Sophie HL Brand.
I think this is what you call gone into despair. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.